by crooked lines. It is natural. It is nirguna, a flow coming from the origin of Krishna's will. That is another thing. And Jatkavasi Yagasmasi, that is also was the Mahaprabhu recounts in the text Jayakara of Harinam, that is higher than Jatkavasi Yagasmasi. But the direct, under the direct order of a real Vaishnava, that is another higher thing, Nirguna. These are the stages we have to understand and do according. If a real Vaishnava orders me to do anything and everything, that is quite, I am not there. Thereby I tried most perfectly. And then the Trinada Vishnu. And then Dwar Jatkarushi Yadasnaya. As you are, try to throw it in the approximate service of God conception. Jatkarushi Yadasnaya. Try to connect it with the Supreme Lord.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays, Mama Janmani Janmani Shre Bhagatad Bhakti Rahoi Taki Chai. Then in another place, the Lord says, Mukti Dadati Natu Bhakti Jogam.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give it very easily. We are told.
There are three posing. One, generally, Jijathanam Prabhuddhante Tang Sati Yuhayama. Who approaches me with any sort of purpose, I generally fulfill that, giving that. He begs something from me. It is my general nature. I offer him correspond. This is general. As you sow, so you reap. And some passive attitude, generally. And you beg it, I give it. This is my job. Jijathamang prabuddhante, nan kathiva bhajam. Then, on both sides, there are another Krishna vale, another mukti ni dadati na ca bhakti yogam. If one begs me bhakti, generally I give them mukti. You find it in Mukti Dadati, not a bhakti. Bhakti yoga is so higher that if anyone and everyone wants it, I can't give it. Because to give bhakti means to give myself. Bhakti, he comes to serve me, and instead, he gets me so much. So it is not so easy for me to give myself to anyone and everyone. So externally, he is educated by, influenced by some and go and want bhakti, not mukti. In that case, I give mukti, go. It is better, go with it and not bhakti. Bhakti means to give myself. This is also. And on the other opposite side, Krishna vale amaye bhaje mage vishaye sukh, omrita chari vish mage sei bara murkho, ami vigno sei murkhe vishaye keno divo, sacharana amrita diya vishaye bhulai. another sincere person, he does not want, he does not know what to beg from me. He comes and at bottom he is very honest. But externally he is misguided to beg from me ordinary things. Then I come forward, don't beg these things, but try to get me bhakti. These three phases we find his dealings towards the Vedas. That means the kind of sukriti or the internal purity, not external purity. That is bhavagrahi janatama. He lives according to the inner purity. As desires, so have. So sadhu sangha, the type of the seed of devotion which we have acquired from sadhu, guru, everything depends on that. The type of sukriti in the beginning. That bhakti lata bij, that is very valuable. Brahmanda bhamite kono bhagyavan. Nam Narayan bhakti, Ram bhakti, then Nam Mathura Dharaka bhakti, Vraja bhakti, then again the different camp in the Vraja gopis. The differentiation is all through Jarjai Rasri Haya Sambhutta. The Sadhvarishnis, they are also happy. Here we are. This I like. I don't like that selfish life. I am free here. This is all better. Jarjai Rasri Haya Sambhutta. I am satisfied with my position. They are also. The Narayan, the sadhvijas of Narayan, they are happy with them, with Narayan Bhakti. The Ramchandra, Hanuman. Hanuman does not like Krishna. He wants Ram, even if Krishna has to take the figure of Ramchandra in Dwaraka when Hanuman went to visit him. Mm. He is Ramchandra, all in all. No father, if it's better, I don't want that. I am satisfied with this. This much is enough for me. That is the tatastrahiya vicharyate achetavatama. But if it is possible to withdraw from the relativity, relative position, and to judge, then we can find that there is inferior and superior question. And Gauriya Math is for that to discuss tatastha vichara. How the elimination and acceptance. Good in general, so many things good to so many persons. But Gauriya Math is not satisfied. Classification, judgment, good, bad, what type, what quality. Analysis to the extreme. I wrote a poem in the name of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. only one poem in Sanskrit I wrote during Prabhupada's presence, and that was highly appreciated by because that judgment of that integration was represented in bhakti there. Lokanam hitakamma, from here, from this sixth sloka, Rupad, when he came to read this sixth sloka, he expressed his appreciation. In Darjeeling, I presented my poetry to him for correction, if any. But he did not correct anything. But from here he began, I saw he was conquered. Lokanam hitakammaya bhagavato bhakti pracharastaya granthanam rachani satamuhi vate nana vidat. The common devotion, you have hitakammaya for the benefit of the people. Lokanam hitakammaya bhagavato bhakti pracharastaya. You have preached about devotion of Godhead. Granthanam rachani, by writing many books. Sata mahivate nana vidhai. And who is appreciated by the sadhus, such by many ways, variegated ways, you have tried to distribute devotion to the path. But Acharya Kachapurvamevakidata Ramanujadya Budhoi. But the Acharyas like Ramanuja, they also did this successfully in this world. Vivamho Nidhivikrasya Bhavatu. Mahatma Ramanuja was a great scholar and Acharya. And he also did all these things. But Vivamho Nidhivikrasya Bhavatu Mahatma Srimanata. But here is not the limit of your noble actions, because you are full of divine love. The boundary is not to be located there with the Ramanuja. So differentiation began from here. Then next, Dadhamna khulu dhamu dhamu nigami brahmaiti sangayati, the foundation, the ontological foundation of the development of theistic conception is here. Dadhamna khulu dhamu dhamu nigami brahmaiti sangayati, jasyang sasya kavaiva kishra nikare yogeshwari mrigyati, Vaikunthi paramukta bhinga charanu narayanu jasyam to shansi bhagavan swayam rasavapu krishnu bhavan tatpada. Who are you? Generally, the dhamna khalu dhamu dhamanjami. In the Vedas, the general finding is Brahma. What is that? A vague conception of pure spiritual existence. Independent of this mundane world. This is the gift of the Vedas in general, Brahmaiti Sangayati. The general pure spiritual conception without gradation, differentiation, is given by the Vedas as Brahma. Adyashyam sushya kalaiva krishnangari yogeshwari mrigyati. This is for the Jnanis. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, and the great yogis, they find the dictator, the controller from within, Paramatma. And the Paramatma is the representation of the part of the part of the part of the whole. Amsasya, Kalaiva, Kishtanikare, Yogeshwari. With much penance and difficulties, the yogis, they try to find a particular function only. Small function of that whole of the whole of the that Yogeshwari. Vaikunthi paramukta bhinga charanu narayanasya And those that are really highly liberated souls, that are generally working together in Vaikuntha for the service of Narayana. As so many bhinga
bees,
they are roaming about the lotus for honey. So many souls are being attracted by the honey of the lotus of the feet of Narayana. The highly liberated souls are very busy there. Tashyansi Bhagavan Swayam, who is even the source of all these, of Narayana, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, Akhila Rasamitram Rasababu, Krishna Bhagavan Tathpada. You can give Krishna himself, Swayam Bhagavan, who is all Rasa Akhila Rasamitram Sindhu, who is Swayam Bhagavan, the source of these all. Prabhupada satisfaction. Then sadva chintamai paratparabhuye goloka vrindavane tillida rasa rangini parivita saradhika srihari vatsalyadi rasascha sivritano madhurya sivasukham nittam jattam udatamad taddhamasi. You are giver of the service of that particular higher domain of Vrindavan, where Radharani, with all his paraphernalia of his able paraphernalia, is rendering sweet service to Krishna, who is served by Vatsalya and Sukha other rasas. That Vrindavan, that Madhura Sarvi, you can give us our engagement in that plane. You have got power. Taddhāma śrīvāpada. Again, śrī gaurānumatam, śvarūpa-viditam, rūpa-grajenādetam, rūpa-dvai-parivesitam, rahu-ganai-rāśvāditam, śrīvitam, jīvā-dvai-rabhirakhitam, sukha-sivabhamhā, Brahmadi Sammanitam, Sri Radha Pada Sevanamitamahu, Taddhatumi Shubhamam. Part that, more, look what you can give. Sri Gauranumatam, what is got sanction from Sri Gauranga, Radha Govinda combined. Sarupa Viditam, and who has got, Sarupa Damodar has got the true appreciation of that. Rupa Gaji Nadita, who has been revered too much by Samatana Goswami. Rupa Dei Parivishana, which Sri Rupa Goswami himself has distributed with his followers. Raghu Ganai Rasvaditam Srivitam, and Raghunath with his followers has got a good taste of that Amritam, and has also Samadham has also developed, given some development there. Rūpa-dvaya-parivesitam, sevitam, jīva-dvaya-rabhiritam, and the jīva with his followers has given protection to that from the quotations of the shastras and the reasons. Rūpa-dvaya-rabhiritam, jīva-dvaya-rabhirakhitam, Sukhasiva Brahmadha Bhirmanitam, and the Sukh, Sukhadev, Shiva, Brahma, Uddhav, they have shown their highest respect for that Sri Radha Padasivanamatabhu, the confidential service of Sri Radhika, which is so valuable. Taddhatumishu Havam, Ohu. It is wonderful that you can give that nectar to the devotees, to the people. So much high position you hold. Then next, Kahan Mandamati Stativa Purita Kattam Jagatmam, where I am a fallen soul and where you are so high, the Pavana, you can deliver the whole world, purified Pavana. Vaswami ki Vajapada, you are in this poem, I am going to praise of you, but really I am committing offense. How much I can know you or give expression to that. So in this attempt, this bold attempt, I am committing some offense. Please forgive that. Khamadam jati hum karunani hi varam imam padabjam divat. Oh my Lord, I beg something as boon from you. Please grant that to me. What is that? Tadvasrāvarīrādhīrādhītadāsānaṅkani. Who is everything in you, that Rādhārāṇī, and his favorite servant, Dvaitadāsāra Gurudev, you please recommend me to his service. This I beg from you, that you recommend me for the service of your this our Gurudev, Dvaitadāsāra. So there is this differentiated characteristic in the poem that satisfied Prabhupada very much. This elimination and acceptance. That is Gauri Yamata. To show the position, what they are after and what they want to give. This division. That is the peculiarity of Gauri Amar speaking. Not in general as God. A God. What is God? What is God? Where does he live? How he lives? What he wants from us? Who are we? How much prospect we can get? All these things in details to show and to prove, to establish, to preach, and how we can achieve to manage for that, to satisfy our highest feelings. All this, and this, nothing, no engagement besides this. Fully engaged in these matters. Not any rough dealings. There are dealings roughly about the things. How audacious, they are. What is unknown and unknowable, and they as angels fear to trade, they want to enter there and use their discrimination. This is better, this is far better, this is the best in this way. Yeah. The audacious section. Who are recommended to be the ambalad than the blade of grass, and their audacity is such. They want to analyze what is Godhead. What is Godhead? What is it? And that is their engagement. And engagement means 24 hours engagement. If they are there. What is unknown and unknowable. They themselves admit that. And still, they are engaged in that analogy. Palavita vakra, palav. Palav. To deal all these things, what is transcendental, they themselves say. again they talk about that. But only the chart is there. The guru on one side, the teacher, and the chart, consulting the map and the guide of the map. With the help of the proper guide of the map, they look at the map and they say, this is this place, this is that place, this is that place. The map is there. With the help of the scripture and with the help of the living agent of the Lord, to help sadhu shastra, that is their purpose. Sadhu shastra kipa yadi krishna mukhaya. Sadhu shastra like map and sadhu like dictator who makes us acquainted with the map. With the help of these two, sadhu guru, we venture to deal with that area, transcendental. And solving it as much as possible, individual case. So you note the letter to be redirected.
Yes.
What's the time?
5 to 10.
I'd like to stop here.
Jai Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj ki jai.
The sound must have divine characteristic. Krishna, Hari, Nirguna, divine. Shabda Brahma, Nama Krishna, Vaikuntha Nama Grahanat, Asesaga Harang Vidu. The name of infinite characteristic that can do away all the undesirable in us. That name must have a spiritual conception, not mere physical imitation that can be produced only by the help of the lip and tongue. Not that sound, Krishna Naam, Hari Naam, Vishnu, Narayana, all these, Vaikuntha Naam, it is necessary that they should have spiritual existence backing. That is all in all. All in all. Spiritual depth, not imitation. Physical imitation is not the name proper. Not Shabda Brahma. Namakkar Bahirai Bate. Only the imitation sound may come out. But no death. Who is he? So, name means Nama Brahma, Nama Krishna. Name means it must have some spiritual background or spiritual thing to be distributed through this physical sound. Suppose the homeopathic globule, medicine, that pill is not the medicine. That pill, external pill is the same, but there may be nux, there may be arsenic, there may be anything. The globule is not the medicine. So sound is not Krishna, but Krishna within. Within. It must be surcharged with the spirit, and that spirit not of mundane character, that is not even of Shankar school, Mayavadi school, because their faith is that the name may not confine within the jurisdiction of the physical, but mental, sattva-gun. That is also product of this maya, misconception. That is also misconception, misunderstanding. So those that think that Harinam, Krishna, Kalinam, Sivanam, all one and the same, that is Ramakrishna Mission or Shankara school, they preach us like that, but that is also the misunderstood origin is the misunderstood frame. So Shuddha Nam must have its origin from Nirguna Bhumika, that is from beyond the area of misconception of Maya. The extension of Maya is up to Satya Lok, Viraja, then Brahma Lok, then Parabhom. Must have its origin from Parabhom. And the Krishna Nam really from Vraja Goloka, the most original plane of the whole existence. So now name must be, to be Krishna Nam, it must have its origin in the highest plane of Vrindavan, according to that. So Namakkhar, the mere physical sound, is not the name proper, which is necessary for us, not only to get out of this maya or misunderstood world, but for the attainment of the service of Krishna in Vrindavan. That can lift us. The name which has got its origin in Vrindavan plane, that can only take us there. Otherwise, the spirit within the name, the sound, is of any other type, it may take us to that layer only. It is quite scientific, not unreasonable. So mere word is not the name. The meaning and the depth of the meaning, the conception, deep conception of the meaning, that is everything, all in all important to serve our purpose. Do you follow?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Any other side question?
Yes.
Yes,
what? So, tayag, or renunciation, is not recommended for the neophyte.
Yes. Renunciation, always yukta vairagyam. What will help me in my present condition to invest my highest energy for the cause, that sort of requirement we should take from this world. And not to get acquire excitement by intoxication. As much as physical, material things are necessary to keep up my health normal, so much we shall accept from this material world. And with the help of exploitation or any other medicine, we shall create some more energy, as we may seem. That would be not only useless, but harmful. No material thing can help us to reach it, to make progress in the spiritual world. It can help only to keep our body fit. Material thing cannot have any contribution for the improvement of the spiritual. Only to make the best of a bargain, we are already committed in the material and the material forces, and only the negative aspect we may expect, without which we cannot live. That much we shall have to accept. And not that this will help me. He says, keep our health normal, and from that plane I shall begin my search for Krishna, take the name and do the service, all from that normal in the abnormal, yukta vairagya, not more, not little, neither less nor more we shall take. Both will be detrimental to our cause. And all sorts of excitement, temporary excitement and that is cause, that should be avoided. From a normal plane, as it is possible we have earned our previous karma, from there we should begin. As especially Bhagavat has warned against us, that don't be a prey to all these five things. They are detrimental to your normal life. Though presently they may seem to be helpful, but they have no real contribution. Just intoxication, not only intoxication, but also this money. Dhanasishyadivhidharai jābhakti rupapadyati ki suddha bhakti naivatat ucchati. The devotion we may think may be earned by money, by spending money, by using one's son or wife for the cause of devotion, that I am helping my wife to go on with devotional activity, so I shall get something. I am utilizing my son for devotional purpose, then by which I must have, I should acquire. Dhan, shishya, my disciple, he is becoming a good devotee, so as a guru I must get something through him. These things are not Shuddha Bhakti. Dhan, Shishya, Divi, Dharai. So, by money, giving money to the devotees, helping the devotees, then I shall get some Bhakti. Not. It is not Shuddha Bhakti. It may be Sukriti or Mishra Bhakti. Because money does not belong to you. You, that is misappropriation. You falsely think that you are master of this energy. So, your own self should be devoted. Ambarish Maharaj, what did he do? He was a king, did not try to earn devotion by money. Bharat Maharaj, he was also so. Young age, he left everything and went to our devotion. Not they tried to earn devotion through money. It is difficult, but it helps those of lower class that we can get some money, some energy from of this plane and utilize it for the service of the devotees and the Lord. Then they can get some sukriti, not Shuddha Bhakti. Shuddha Bhakti demands that you are his slave. And as he will want of you to do his service, you must do that. Then you can rise up to the standard of Shuddha Bhakti. Do you understand?
Yes, Maharaj.
You are his slave, and your nature should be to wait for his order and to carry out that. So, when under the guidance of a guru who is in connection with him, we just throw ourselves in his service, in order. Through him the order coming from guru, from sadhu, and if I throw at his disposal of that Shuddha guru and sadhu, who is already in direct connection with him, his agent, we put at his disposal whatever he would ask, I will do, that will be real service. So, it is said in the Shastra, the service of a Vaishnava is better than the direct service of the Lord. The cause is there. When I approach him direct, then I have to imagine that this may be, suppose that this may be his direction. It may not be proper. It may be contaminated, adulterated, my conception, thinking that this must be his order. But when he is coming through the real sadhu, his agent, then I can, if I can do that, it has got direct connection with him, real connection. So it fetches more improvement in me than my direct approach to him. The name must be Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha Namagrana, must be of infinite characteristic. That is Vaikuntha, and not this thing, a member of this mundane or measured plane, which can be measured, as in the Maya, Niyati, measured by local interest, a provincial interest, not absolute interest, not rooted there, but it must have its connection with the absolute plane. Then it will come and transform me and prepare me to make me fit for the service of that absolute plane. Krishna is there. It is not a thing of concoction or imagination, supposition or anything. It is reality. It is the reality. And what we think to be real at present, that is all unreal. At present, we are in the midst of a particular experience of the world. That is unreal. That will change, evaporate. But what we are searching through the Shastra and the Sadhu, the plane where Krishna lives, and our personality there in connection of that plane within us, that is all true. Jyanishasabhutanam, tasyam jagati sangyam, jasyam jagati bhutani, sanishavasyatu mune. What is night to one, that is day to another. And what is day to one, that is night to another. We are now weak, old, only in the calculation of the local interest and the provincial interest of the world. The human conception thrown